Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. KX93.5 and a very good Wednesday morning to you. Zach in the studio, but not on this side of the desk. How's it going, man?
Good. How are you, brother?
Doing good.
It feels weird.
Yeah.
Now I know what it feels like to have to reach over the microphone stands to the talk mic.
Right, right.
Uncomfortable.
Right. We have microphones that performers sing into, and then we have the microphones that I'm currently using, which we talk into. And there's a big difference. And now you got to lean way over to get into that one. Yeah. Okay. Well, we got Zach Churchill here this morning. Forget the microphone situation. It's going to sound great once this man starts singing.
It's really early, though.
Hey, man. That's how the superstars are up early, man.
You're just going to have to deal with it. Deal with the cracks.
Yeah.
The imperfections.
Yes. Now what we're about to hear are songs off of your upcoming album, correct?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to play yet except for the first song. So, yeah, this song is off of that.
All right.
I wrote this song when I was living in Reseda.
Okay.
In this little room that I was renting while I was at CSUN. And it was dark and old and dusty. And I had nothing in there. I just had, like, some blue Christmas lights on the walls. And I had no TV, nothing. No. So I would just sit in there in between classes and whatnot.
Right.
When I wasn't out of the room, I would just sit there picking at my guitar on my bed in this dark bluish room. And that's where I wrote this song.
Perfect opportunity to write. If you don't have other distractions around, man, what else are you going to do? You got to write.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the name of the song?
Take Me.
All right. We're about to hear Take Me inside our Pearl Street studios. Ladies and gentlemen, the very talented Zach Churchill.
So tired of looking over my shoulder in the dark. I was wiser when I was older, but I have lost that spark. Time flows through me and sits on a shelf. Life's a movie screening for itself. Take me where I've never been. Take me where I've never been. I'm so tired of looking over my shoulder in the dark. I was wiser when I was bolder, but I've lost that spark. Breath blows by me and lays on my bed. Death can't find me if I'm already dead. Take me where I've never been. Take me where I've never been.
That's like Gossamer. Man, that's good stuff. Zach Churchill in studio performing live at our Pearl Street Studios, 93.5 KXFM. You know Zach is my partner here on the morning show, but you haven't had a real chance to get to know him as a musician, and that's what we're doing here this morning. Zach is a fine musician and songwriter. And let me ask you real fast, where did that song come from? I know when you wrote it. What was happening inside?
Just an existential crisis, you know, really. But so the ending of that song, it really live, you know, I don't even really know what I'm doing with it live. It just kind of fizzles out. But on the record, right, it just kind of turns into this epic instrumental. And there's all sorts of, there's cello, violin, there's a bunch of percussion happening, all layered percussion. It gets pretty intense. Then there's some banjo and mandolin. Right. So it really gets hectic at the end. And then some Robert Plant ooze in the background. So it really builds. But, you know, live, it just kind of fizzles out there.
Right.
But that's cool. That's how I wrote it. And then the production is pretty cool too.
I had the good fortune of hearing that instrumental version before you played this. And yeah, there's a solid 2.5 to 3 minutes of just unbelievable, a crescendo of music, man.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Thank you. Pull up the dictionary, add crescendo. Yeah, so your songs are, the writing of your music is just so personal, man, and that's really important to share, and thank you for sharing it. So when you play live, if you play something like this that you're working on, that's not quite finished on studio or finished in the studio yet, are you working on it as you play it live? Are you changing things? Are you thinking, well, I'll go back to the studio and I'll change this verse into that? Do you do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, if the song's not complete, for right. sure. Yeah, that's how I've been finishing some of these songs, actually. Yeah.
All right. And it's a project. So how long has the album taken to put together so far at this point?
A couple years.
All right.
Because the guys I'm working with are all up in the valley.
Right.
So I met them while I was up there for school, and now I'm obviously down here pretty much, you know, every day. So we have to work to make it happen, you know. Right. But it's coming along. We got a few songs in the mixing phase, so right. we're really getting close to the finish line.
We're looking forward to the release of that album, and I am certainly looking forward to the full version of that first song.
Thank you.
Yeah, called Take Me. All right, so you got something else for us?
I'm trying to think. I don't know what I'm going to play yet. Yeah, why don't I play the song that kind of started it all
right.
for me, for this record. And so I actually wrote this down the street at Mission Hospital Laguna Beach
okay.
when I was in treatment 4 years ago, so for drug and alcohol addiction.
All right.
So this is the first song I wrote up there in rehab. Right. And it's going to be hopefully the first single coming out shortly for the record. And it's to the bartender who saved my life.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, we are with a very talented singer, songwriter, Zach Churchill, local performer, and a great partner on air. So whenever you're ready, Zach, go ahead.
Please don't ignore the light that shines under the door. It's wasting electricity and draining the life out of me. Bartender, please don't forget to burn the ice and last cigarettes. I know it's late, but you can't leave yet. It's time to throw out the last guest. Have I been here before? I'm lagging down on the floor, dying.
misunderstand. If I come over, I'd give you a hand. Bartender, please don't give up. I wish I could just wake myself up. Have I been here before? I'm lying down on the floor. Have I
KX93.5, the great Zach Churchill in studio with us. And there's moments in life where you can only go, dude, you've got skills, man. Those are skills. Again, your partner, I work with you every single day. We see each other 5-6 hours every single day. Unless you understand this part of who Zach Churchill is, you don't get it, man. Dude, that's pretty tight. Good stuff. Tell me about that. That realization that the bartender saved your life and putting it into music.
Yeah, so that was the moment for me where, you know, I really shouldn't be here. If that bartender, I basically overdosed in a bathroom.
Right.
You know, it was really glamorous, you know, like Jimi Hendrix, but I was unknown. So.
Just another OD in a bathroom.
Yeah, just another OD in a bathroom. And it was after a gig, and the bartender was closing up the restaurant. It was like 2 a.m. There was nobody there anymore. It was completely empty. And he was leaving, and he saw a light on in the bathroom. So he went to go check in. It was locked, and he heard something. So he went to the back room and grabbed the key. But if he had just gone home that night, I'd be dead for sure. So that song's... You know, for him, I wrote it the first. So he got me, you know, to the hospital. He called the paramedics. They saved my life. And I spent a week in ICU. Then I'm transferred to rehab here in Laguna Beach.
Right.
And I found a guitar on my first day in rehab and treatment, and I wrote that song. It just kind of came out to him.
Man.
So it's just like my powerlessness, you know, ready to fight, you know, against this thing song and to him. So
a couple of things. First of all, congratulations on 4 years, a little over 4 years of sobriety.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's got to be strong, and it's a daily struggle. It's an hourly struggle, I'm sure. Do you still keep in touch with that bartender?
No. So he moved to San Diego, and I'm sure he knows that I survived, but we've never spoken. So I'm working on, once this song is finished, like, you know, getting it to him,
right,
and then hopefully, you know, maybe meeting up with him and just letting him know how much he changed my life. So,
right.
Yeah.
It's amazing the people that walk in and out of your life, even for a second or two, that have such a huge effect on your life.
Yeah.
Right. Right on, man. Well, we're certainly glad to have you. If you're just joining us, my partner, my morning radio partner, but singer-songwriter, really, Zach Churchill, joining us this morning. We heard a couple of songs. The first song off of his upcoming album. The last song also off the upcoming album.
Yes. But
the title of that exactly?
Bartender.
Bartender. Just simple. Bartender. All right. Right on. What do you got for us next?
I don't know. How about maybe like either Zeppelin or Jimi Hendrix or...
Something.
Oh, yeah. I know you really wanted a song.
I wanted a song, but it's a little light.
Yeah.
So you want to go a little heavier now? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
All right. So go a little heavier, and that's fine. And then you can sing me that other song some other day. We'll get you live again.
All right. So I'm gonna give this one up to you. Do you want to hear Hey, Hey, What Can I Do? Or Hey, Joe?
Oh, Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe.
All right. You got it.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, from the Pearl Street Studios, live in studio, our very own Zach Churchill. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand? Hey, Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand? Going down to shoot my lady. You know I caught her messing around with another man. Going down to shoot my lady. You know I caught her messing around with another man. That ain't too Joe, I heard you shot your woman down. Hey, Joe, heard you shot your old lady down, shut her down on the ground. Well, yes, I did, I shot her. You know I caught her missing around town. Yes, I did, I shot her. You know I caught her missing around town. Oh, so I gave her the gun and I shot her. Where you go?
Yes. Yes. How about we just give you some love there, man? That's a local musician, Zach Churchill. Magnificent, dude.
Thank you so much.
Magnificent.
Thank you. This was fun. I appreciate you.
That was awesome.
You making me do this.
I twisted his arm a little bit to do this, but that's cool. By the way, before your album comes out, how can people find you?
ZachChurchillMusic.com. That's my website. I'm Facebook, Instagram, Zach Churchill Music.
All right. And in the next couple of days, if locals want to come see you live, where are you going to be?
Let's see. My website has my full schedule, but I will be in Laguna Beach on Saturday.
Okay.
Sorry, no.
Thursday.
Friday and Saturday.
Are you not doing Thursday?
No, Thursday I'm in Coto de Casa.
Ooh.
But Friday I'm at Oak.
Oak.
I think, yeah, 9:30 to midnight. And then Saturday I'll also be there, 9:30 to midnight, with my buddy Ryan Knutson on percussion. And, yeah.
Dude, this has been awesome. This has been just a great, great few minutes for me. I need to tell you, the one mistake I made was not saying both when you offered me either Hey Joe or Hey, what can I say? I should have said both. It's like that genie rubbing the lamp thing. I wish for 1,000 more wishes. Well,
next time,
man. That was Zach Churchill live at our Pearl Street Studios. It was a treat. Zach, thanks very much.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, brother.